Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. In this episode, Laura Shapiro with Talc joins us to share more about their guided travel experiences, including Talc Bridges family vacation tours. I'm very excited to have Laura Shapiro from Talc join us today. We are going to get into some great things that Talc has to offer. I'm going to turn it over to Laura to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about the company.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Thanks for having me as your guest. This is so fun. My name is Laura Shapiro. I reside outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm originally from Connecticut, which is where Talc is headquartered. So I am a 23, almost 24-year veteran of this incredible family-owned, family-operated, 96-year-old company. To have been with the company ever since I got out of college, I feel so incredibly blessed, and I love my job. I love my job. I am so lucky.
That is so crazy. 96-year-old company?
96 years we have been in business.
Tell us about Talc.
So it is a really fascinating story, and I'll try and do it as briefly as possible. But there is a gentleman whose name is Arthur Talc, and he was working in a bank in Newark, New Jersey in 1925. And like we all have a bad day every now and then, he had a bad day one day. And his job is to make sure that the coins in the bank got safely put away into the vault. But he tripped and fell and spilled all the coins and got fired. But he really needed that job. So we then invented the coin tray, which is the metal tray that banks use to line up the rolls of coins. Once he quickly realized that he was onto something with this new product, it's sort of like Shark Tank in 1925. So he realized that he could actually sell these coin trays and maybe make even more money than he was making as a bank teller. So he went on the road as a traveling salesman selling coin trays to banks all over New England. What he also then realized is there was no one else out traveling except businessmen. And he thought, what a shame. No one is seeing the beauty of New England and the leaves were changing. So he ran an ad in the newspaper, in the Newark newspaper, and said, join me, Arthur C. Talc, on a week-long jaunt. $69, all-inclusive, no grumps, no pessimists. And all I want is a congenial party. That is verbatim what was on that flyer.
Oh my gosh.
And here we are, 96 years later, having brought millions of people across the globe.
So what does Talc provide? So it's tours, it's itineraries. Tell us more about that.
Yep, absolutely. So ever since day one, we have always been what we say in the industry, an escorted tour operator. Now, that doesn't sound as fancy, but this is guided travel at a premium level. And the benefit of a guided travel experience is that it's all done for you. And this is what I know we'll talk about a lot as it relates so well to family travel. But basically, you just pack your bags, show up, and the rest is taken care of. All the hotels are booked. All the itinerary is all set. Most meals are included. So you don't even have to worry about where you're eating. And you just pay for it in that one upfront price at a really great value. And you sit back, relax, and enjoy your vacation. It's so easy and effortless. And that's what we do on all seven continents. And we do it through land journeys, utilizing motor coaches or multiple modes of transportation to get you from point A to point B. But then we also do cruising as well, like European river cruising on the rivers of Europe, as well as small ship cruising with yachts and expedition vessels through the oceans and seas. I work specifically with travel advisors in my territory, which happens to be the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast. And my goal is to educate these travel advisors to get the word out to clients because yes, they are very familiar with the theme parks, the cruise lines, the fly and flop, you know, resort vacations. But some people have kids that want more. Some people want to share that experience of multiple countries in one trip, and going independent travel, setting up a custom trip just for you and your family, sometimes isn't as cost effective. And it's a lot of work. Which is why travel advisors love selling Tout, because boom, it's all done, tied up with a bow. And they know that they're going to be in really good hands. And that is actually why Tout started Tout Bridges. We were a tour company for decades and decades and decades, but Bridges really came out of the fact that the Tout family themselves were all avid travelers. So imagine their grandfather, the third generation who's running the company now, invented guided travel in the U.S.
Right.
Coincidentally, we also have the very first tour operator license in the U.S. So there's a little credibility. Tout Bridges is multi-generational travel, all three or four generations coming together for that one big anniversary trip, special birthday, special graduation or, you know, celebration. But then it's grandparents going with grandkids. It's parents traveling with kids. It's any combination thereof. And we even get people traveling without kids on our Bridges tours because the date works. They love the itinerary. They love kids. Don't have them. That's me. So it's such a great way to travel.
I love it. What are some of the favorite itineraries?
While a lot of international places still remain closed, some are opening slowly. We have two domestic trips for those that want to travel. Like this summer, we still have space. So one is Alaska, probably one of the most popular family vacations. This is actually one of the best times to go to Alaska because there will not be the tens of thousands of people that would typically be in every port.
Oh, you're right.
They're not there this year.
I didn't even think about that.
You can go with Tout on our Call of the Wild land journey, which is a one-week land tour, 8 days, and it takes you up to Denali National Park, which not a lot of people get up to. And my favorite thing, because I'm an animal lover like you, is they get to go and meet Iditarod sled dogs and meet the puppies that will be the future sled dogs. How fun is that?
Oh, fun.
You get to hold them and cuddle them, and that's therapy in and of itself.
It is. I didn't even think about the cruise piece, right?
Yeah.
And for some reason in my head, I had that Alaska was closed.
But it was. A lot of people think that, but no, it is definitely
it's still the cruise open, piece, yeah.
But it will basically be like insider's access to Alaska this year, because the only people that are going independently, or they're going through a tour operator like us. So Alaska's big, and we actually have space in July and August if anyone's still looking for a summer vacation.
Sounds like a great option.
Another thing that we do a lot of, and we have been a partner with the national parks for all of our 96 years virtually. We went to a national park on that first tour in 1925. And when you think about the fact that the national parks have only been around for a little over 100 years, we're almost as old as them. But I mean, you know how hard it is to get reservations at those national park hotels.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to book a year or two in advance. Now with people all automatically staying closer to home, it's even harder to get those. But that's where Tout comes in handy, because we book that space years in advance. We have space available. So if you want to do the Grand Canyon, Bryce, Zion, Lake Powell, Glen Canyon, that whole region, it's available this August. It's called Red Rocks and Painted Canyons. And it starts in Scottsdale and ends in Las Vegas and does those three national parks. Amazing.
That's great.
Yes. Very limited space available, though. But we do still have some space on that. This is, again, if you want to travel this year, we have these trips available in 22 as well.
Okay.
And then one international destination, which we are excited that we're going to start going to in June, is Costa Rica.
So I love Costa Rica.
Open. I do too. So definitely for those looking for a little bit more exotic, certainly a more active trip, it's called Jungles and Rainforests, and it includes everything you could imagine from the zip lining to the kayaking to river rafting. It's an amazing journey, especially for, it's really good for all ages, but maybe those older kids, maybe like the teenagers that think they're too cool to be traveling with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, but they could get behind some whitewater rafting and some zip lining and chocolate tasting and things of that nature. So we have that available June, July, August, and December. And I might as well plug that we even have Christmas departures if people like to away over Christmas and New Year's.
Costa Rica for Christmas sounds fantastic.
Christmas, why not?
So if we're thinking into 2022, what are some of the fun family itineraries to do in the future?
Europe is definitely very popular. It's popular for us in general, but it is also very popular for families. In a lot of cases, this might be the first time the child is getting to go to Europe and experiencing a whole new country. I know you shared that you lived there. So we have one called Castles and Kings, which is London and Paris. We have two different itineraries in Italy. And then something that I am sure people do not think about, because again, there's a preconceived notion when people hear about European river cruising. But because of our commitment to trying to deliver the best for families, we have 5 different family dedicated itineraries on riverboats in Europe. You can cruise the Rhine, the Danube, the Seine. I did it with my best friend and goddaughters, and it was one of the best trips of a lifetime. It was absolutely incredible.
How old were your goddaughters?
They were 10 and 12 at the time. Some of the things that we did the first night, we started with 2 hotel nights in Paris, because you must see the City of Lights. Our welcome dinner was on a rooftop of a hotel where you felt like you could reach out and touch the Eiffel Tower. And we had a magician entertaining and beautiful food, and the adults have the wine and the champagne. Beautiful. We also do a scavenger hunt around the Louvre. And on certain itineraries, sometimes they can even get to the Louvre after hours if it's available.
That's exciting. And I think, you know, a scavenger hunt anywhere is a good idea, but especially
Absolutely.
The Louvre.
Because, you know, kids walking around a museum could be easy for them to get bored, even though this is some of the most important art in the world.
I think I'd like to take a scavenger hunt.
I know. It was so fun. It became a competition. We had a great time. There are prizes at the end.
And I love that a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old also had fun on the river cruise.
We went on that trip because the 10-year-old felt like she will not survive if she doesn't see Paris. And at the end of the trip, this is the absolute best. At the end of the trip, we said, Thea, what was your favorite part of the entire tour? Of course, I'm expecting her to say Paris, because not only did we do that, but on our own, we also went to Disneyland Paris, thanks to her mom who worked for Disney. But anyway, she said, the Tauque riverboat and the staff and the Tauque guides. That was my favorite thing. I can't wait to go back. It wasn't even about Paris in the end. It was all about that Tauque riverboat, which the kids thought was the greatest thing ever.
Magical.
I love it. Yes. So I have also, in my 23 years, been a Tauque guide and guided Bridges trips. And there were 2 major takeaways for me as the guide getting to deliver that Tauque Bridges experience. One, being able to teach the kids without them even realizing that they were learning was the best. Like, we were in Yellowstone and we had members of the national park, a nonprofit for Yellowstone, and they bring all their gadgets and their gizmos into the park. And so they're pointing a laser beam at the hot pots and figuring out the temperature of those hot pots and getting a little bit of a science education, but because it's hands-on and they feel like they're holding like a Star Wars sword, it's like, this is the coolest thing ever. And then they don't actually realize at the end of the trip how much they learned while they're on vacation. And so then the parents and the grandparents appreciate that, because if they said they were going on an educational journey, it'd be a harder sell, but it is a fun journey that we're educating them while we're there. Then my other point was, when the kids are happy, the parents are happy. When the parents are happy, the grandparents are happy. And it just is a win-win. The kids have other kids. The parents meet other parents. The grandparents all have fun together.
I always have to ask my guests, what is the next trip that you're planning or dreaming about?
This is hilarious. And we may have to regroup in a couple of weeks so I can tell you how it goes. So I booked a glamping trip, of which I have never done in my life. I haven't even come remotely close to camping. I guess being on our five-star Africa journey and staying in five-star tented camps is the closest I've ever come.
I would absolutely consider that glamping, Laura.
That is high, high, high level glamping. This will not be that fancy, but next weekend I have a cabin booked at a local state park near me here outside of Charlotte. And a girlfriend and I are just going to glamp for the long weekend and see how it goes. I do have plans to go to Europe, Amsterdam, in November. I'll tell it you said hi.
So I got to get you a copy of Kiki's Big Adventures in Amsterdam.
I definitely need those books, for sure.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing so much about talc. How can listeners find out more?
You can absolutely call your travel advisor. Hopefully you have one that you love and trust. You can also just get information by visiting www.talc.com. And that is T-A-U-C-K. So www.talc.com. And thank you for having me.
There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!